Hi guys, I'm Taylor Hoffman and I'm here with
Shelly Hoffman.
And I'm a real estate salesperson in Central New York and she's my broker. Today we're going to be talking about how picking the right broker can really make or break your career in real estate.
Yeah, people don't think about it, but you're interviewing the broker just as much as the broker is interviewing you. So, you know, Taylor had some experience. You went through the salesperson course, mm-hmm. You know, and you learned a little bit about other brokerages and stuff. And you've gone to events now with me and you've talked to people.
Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm.
What would you say the key things in picking your broker would be?
I think it depends on the person you are and like the personality you have, because you don't want, if your broker is very outgoing and you're kind of like the person just wants to like hang out in the office and do what you need to do, there's really no reason for you to be with one of those brokers. But also, like, you just want to make sure the personalities match. And then one thing, I'm a new agent, so when I was going through the class, you learn about like different brokerages and stuff, and like just how like kind of brokerages like go about things. Like bigger brokerages, you have the main broker and then you have smaller like brokers. I don't know if they're actually associate brokers who are then in charge of the agents. So I would have my broker would be an associate broker who then reports to the broker, but that's bigger brokerages. Like, so I work with HHC and we have one broker. So everybody, so everybody reports to the broker and she's in charge of all of us. So it kind of depends. I mean, it's my mom, right? But I like having the broker be there one-on-one with you. We're also a small brokerage, so it's very easy to get help when you need it. And if you go to like a bigger brokerage, it's nice because you have your one broker who's there for you whenever you need it. And then if they don't know, they have to get to the other broker. So there's like a chain of events. So that's why I like smaller brokerages, but a lot of people I know like the bigger brokerages because, like, I mean, you hear REMAX, you know exactly what they're talking about, you know? Mm-hmm. And then don't they also, you get like leads from them?
Yeah. So name recognition, you know, when you are a new agent, sometimes it's that name. So as you know, I was at REMAX when I first started. So even though I didn't have the experience, I would say I work for REMAX people. So I had the experience of that brand behind me. Right. And then when I opened up the boutique brokerages, you know, people said, well, I've never heard of that. So they were hiring me as a person, not the brokerage. So when you are new, sometimes having the name recognition is helpful, unless you have a sphere of influence that is going to support you no matter what. And when we say sphere of influence, that's the people that you know that are going to use you in real estate. So either they're going to refer you out to people, they're going to use you themselves, but it's people that know you and trust you. Taylor, you had mentioned on the size, right? So we are small. Mm-hmm. We do help each other out a lot. So if somebody needs something, we're more of like that team spirit. Yeah. In larger brokers, you do have more people that help you out. And sometimes that's good. Sometimes there's a competitiveness within a brokerage. Even if you're small, there can be a competitiveness, right? Mm-hmm. Would you consider yourself more of a competitive person in the industry or more collaborative?
In the industry, collaborative. As a person, competitive.
I'm just going to say, you do not want to play a game of sorry with this girl. No.
But the game Spoons was banned.
No, Spoons, we're not allowed to play Spoons in our house anymore. Oh my gosh, my hands sore. But when you're a new agent, you're looking for a brokerage, you want to ask questions. You want to ask them, you know, what type of support am I going to have? What type of education do you have? Where am I going to get my leads? I mean, those are the three things, you know, people think it's all about the money, all about the commissions and the splits, but it's really, if you don't have leads, if you don't have education and you don't have communication with your broker or at least your manager, it doesn't matter what your commission split is because you're not making any money to have that split anyway, mm-hmm. Right? But the lead source is important. And sometimes people pay for leads. Sometimes you mentioned the larger brokers, they have leads that come in, mm-hmm. Right? And then there's third parties that can give you leads as well.
Right.
So what would you say the benefit that that would be at a larger brokerage maybe that we don't have here?
I think it has to do with leads a lot. Also, I mean, when you worked at RE/MAX, you're working with a lot of people who have been in the industry for years, mm-hmm. whether that's what, I don't know if they were at RE/MAX the entire time or not, but there's so many people in one office at work that there's so much experience there and so many people to learn from mm-hmm. that you don't necessarily get at a smaller brokerage. And we have some agents that have been working real estate for a few years, and they obviously have more experience than I would, or if a new agent came along. But they don't have 30 plus years of experience. Not even my broker does, actually.
No, I don't have 30 plus years. I may never get to 30 plus years based on my age, but we'll see. Well, and it's true because they call it like the water cooler talk, right? You go into the office. Since the pandemic, not as many people come into the office. A lot of people have home offices. But with emails and phone calls, you have that ability to kind of bounce things off of people. So we do it, you know, with ours, we have five. Some boutique brokerages have 10 or 15 agents. But that's really the benefit of the collaborative part of the brokerage, is that having the ability to ask questions and get the answers and not feel like you're being put down, like that you don't know what you don't know. Mm-hmm. I would say as a new agent, one of the scariest pieces is you are required to know exactly, I think I've said this a couple times, you're required to know exactly what a person who's been in the industry 30 years knows. The Department of State does not distinguish between a brand new agent and a very experienced agent. So that's where the education comes in. If you're at a brokerage and they're not providing any type of education for you, then you're out there in the wild, wild west and you're kind of creating some of that chaos with it, right? Your reputation is attached to that education. So as far as education goes, you know, Tay, I know you're still in college, so you haven't taken any, but Maureen, right? Mm-hmm. She has taken a lot of courses and education. But if you were to take education, Tay, on one thing, what part of real estate do you think you would take an additional class on first?
Laws.
The real estate laws.
Yeah.
So licensing law, Article 12A.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's important.
I think I would take that class first. Just like, obviously you take the class, like the 2-week course or however you take the course, and then you take the test and you learn all of it and you take the test and obviously you pass the test, but now it's been over a year since I've taken the test. And I just feel like, I think one of my biggest, like, a big stress I have is breaking a law and not knowing it was a law,
mm-hmm.
or like breaking a law, and not realizing I broke the law. And so I think being such a new agent and that being one of my bigger fears, I would probably take that class.
There's a legal class.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is in New York State, we have the legal update. It's like, you know, our state attorney puts it out there and he'll focus on what is current or what problems we're having right in that moment. But not necessarily the stuff that you learned in the salesperson course. And those things come from conversation. If you ask a question, so what brought us to this topic is I did have someone approach me. We had a conversation this morning about possibly joining the brokerage, and great, great human. Oh my goodness. So much energy. He's going to do great in the industry, whether he works with us or another company. But I laid it all out to him. I said, you need to choose what's right for you. This is what we offer here. We offer mentorship, which is mainly with me. We offer collaboration with the other agents. We're very involved in the community. But if that's not important to you, then this isn't the place for you.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the larger brokerages, they have kind of training. I've talked to the manager of Hunt here locally, and they have a great training program that I've often mentioned to people when I talk to, you know, if you don't have any sales experience, if you don't have any real estate experience, you don't have kind of like that go get the business personality, then maybe it's better to start with a brokerage that's going to train you to do all of those things. So it's a two-way interview. You're going to interview the broker and the broker's going to interview you back. Taylor did not have that opportunity.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've had quite a few reach out.
she has had a couple people reach out. Actually, I ran into one of them the other day. So they said, when you're sick of working with your mom, feel free to come over. So, and obviously she's an independent contractor. She's free to go where she wants. And I don't know where she's going to live afterwards, but
I wasn't told that.
But you need to make a list. The point of this is make a list. It's really important where you go, because you may go where you think the money is, like you're going to keep the most amount of money in your pocket, but there's no education. There's no training. And if you're not getting trained and you're not getting educated, what money are you keeping for yourself when there's no transactions to keep money from? Mm-hmm. So again, I love the industry. Taylor's learning to love the industry. Hence, we love real estate. But if you're at the wrong brokerage, people leave. People get out of our industry because they're not getting what they were looking for out of their broker, which is a shame. And sometimes people just switch and they try another broker. But if you're chasing the wrong thing, this industry is not going to be as kind to you or as rewarding as if you go to where you're fit. And like Tay started the podcast with personality. Do you have the right personality for that podcast? I'm a talker. If you don't like listening to someone talk, not the place for you. Right, Tay? What else would you throw out to everybody as far as looking for that right broker, Tay?
Well, I don't know what to throw out, but as far as like what I've realized, like being at a small brokerage versus a large, I do know people who work at large. Like, I mean, we go to all these events, you talk to people, and everyone I've ever talked to loves where they work. You know, mm-hmm. like they have found their fit, and I don't know how many tries it took for them to get there, but they do love their brokerage, and I don't think one's better or worse than the other. I think it depends on who you are. Obviously, I wouldn't have tried a big brokerage first. I will see and give it a few years, but I don't know. But I do like working the small brokerage. I like that when I walk into the office for meetings, I know everybody sitting at that table by name. I have like an idea of what they're working on in their transactions, even just like ask them questions about it, learning about the industry. Like we've said before, I kind of know what's going on. Plus, I like how at our brokerage and small brokerages, when you have the relationships with people that you do, like I helped somebody move stuff out of a house for a client. She just called me and I went over and I helped her. Or people will show houses for you. It's just very community oriented, which is our goal. And I like that. Like when we put on events, most of the time, if everyone's available, everybody's there or they try to be there. Mm-hmm. So I like connections. So I like how I feel like I have connections with everybody in the brokerage.
That's a nice way of putting it, Tay. Mm-hmm. So, well, if you have questions on what you should be looking for in a brokerage, I'm certainly always open to conversations if you message me, even if you're not in New York. I just think it's really important. I love this industry. I want people to succeed in this industry. And where you go does matter. So thanks for listening. Until next time.
Bye.